Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for finding your way here today. I'm so excited to see so many of you are interested in this issue of serving seniors and are passionate about caring for them. And one of the ladies sitting at the back, whose name is Eileen Manning, said that she's especially interested in this session, partly because she's my boss. So, and I want to thank her for her tremendous support for all the work I do in our communities. I think what I'm going to do is to give you a little bit of an overview of a health education program that I do that has a component for serving seniors, and then talk a little bit about our MGH-served communities, and then how do we do this project for seniors, and then I will conclude by sharing with you some of the fun results we were able to observe. So I have no financial relationships to disclose. So the program I'm presenting is ARCH. ARCH stands for Access to Resources for Community Health. This health education program was established in the year 2000 as a result of a multi-agency collaboration, including our own MGH Medical Library, Treadwell Library. The ARCH mission states that by operating a user-friendly community-based health education center, ARCH assists individuals and families in actively participate in their health care. ARCH does this job through operating the ARCH website, which we put on the slide. It's simply arch-mgh.org, among other health education services. The website links to carefully selected online resources for health, including Medline Plus, from the National Library of Medicine. How many of you know about this resource? Good, very good. ARCH mainly serves the four underserved communities northeast of Boston. They are Charlestown, Chelsea, Everett, and Revere. MGH operates a health center in each of these communities. So ARCH also supports the primary care work of MGH healthcare centers, as well as other community-based organizations. From the very beginning, ARCH has a focus on serving senior citizens, as we recognize them as being one of the most vulnerable populations in our communities. So my presentation here, as I already mentioned, highlights this ARCH focus. So, about older adults and internet, the senior citizens here are defined as people 65 and older. They are eligible to attend the senior center in their own community operated by the city government. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the percentage of seniors in the U.S. is currently 13.7%. For Massachusetts, that number is 14.4%. Although the MGH-served communities, the percentage is lower than the national and state figures, with the exception of Revere senior population being slightly higher, we are talking about thousands of seniors living in our ARCH target communities, and a lot of them live with complicated health problems, making them a truly vulnerable population. As for the use of the internet among seniors, the Pew Research Center Internet and American Life Survey that has been going on for more than a decade shows that the U.S. older adults are among the growing populations in the country going online. Other literature indicates that seniors go online mainly to do three things: email, reading news, and looking for health information. Another recent study published in the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology and biomarkers and prevention. This is very new, so I wasn't able to put on my slide yet. I found that older adults who used the internet were more likely to participate in cancer screening, in physical activities, eating healthier, and smoking less compared with those who did not use the internet. So the researchers of this study call for policymakers' recognition of the role internet use plays in influencing health outcomes and help increase access to the internet among older adults. So all this has provided both evidence and opportunity for ARCH to continue its health education services through use of internet among the senior citizens in our target communities. So this is just going back to the Pew data. So this is their chart. The darker blue line that you see shows older adults 65 and older, although they are still behind other population groups, but we still see an upward trend. So by April last year, for the first time, American senior citizens, half of them went online. The need for seniors to seek health information is defined by a very wide range of health concerns, not only those they themselves deal with, but also those from others. In our experience of ARCH outreach, we see seniors search information in these categories: disease management, procedures and medications, aging well in general, and information needed by other family members, friends, and neighbors. Seniors, by the way, they're a very caring population. They really reach out to help others in need. That's at least my personal observation from working with them. So we have done several ARCH projects reaching out to seniors since the year 2001, our one community or agency at a time. All these projects share a very common design. We help each senior service agency to replace the worn-out computer equipment through grant seeking. I must point out that a lot of the senior centers we work with, they tend to get recycled computers somewhere, and they actually didn't work. So we saw that need and decided that we need to do something to at least replace their computers so we can get our work done. So through grant seeking, we were able to bring new equipment to those senior centers. Once the new equipment is in place, we follow up by providing ARCH hands-on training for the seniors to get familiar with our website and start using information, quality health information online. So depending on each senior center's needs and available resources, we offer training classes that are incorporated into the agency's basic computer skill training sessions, or HOLD, a monthly ARCH event called ARCH Hour on site, when seniors can sign up to participate or simply drop in to use the computer and ARCH website with help of the ARCH health educator or a senior center staff member who has been trained to use the ARCH website. So funding for all our ARCH community outreach projects comes from the National Library of Medicine New England region. And our project principal investigator is Ms. Elizabeth Schneider. She's director of M.G. Treadwell Library, which I mentioned earlier in my presentation. And Treadwell is a member of the National Network of Libraries of Medicine. So in addition to leading the grant-seeking process, Treadwell plays a very important role in maintaining the ARCH website. Project evaluation is an important and ongoing activity of the ARCH outreach effort. So when conducting hands-on ARCH training, class evaluations are routinely collected. The evaluation form asks the seniors to rate the class design, instructions, and training materials. The class evaluation also shows an encouraging ARCH utilization trend. That is, before training, 5.6 of them said that they had used the internet to search health information, and right after the training, more than 98% of them said that they would use the ARCH, the internet, to meet their health information needs. So we set out to conduct a focus group study to find out if and how and how much the seniors used the internet long after they took the ARCH training. The focus group study, which is a semi-structured interview of questions, indicates that seniors continue to use the ARCH website. The study participants shared with us a list of the conditions they recently looked up online through the ARCH website. So they searched a lot of information that they were concerned about. And many of them shared with us stories of their going online for health information. So the first paragraph was the story about, now I can do it myself. And the second story was about going to the senior center to use their new computer when the home computer broke down. And the third story was about helping a friend in need of health information. So to wrap up my presentation, I just want to share with you some interesting and fun results we were able to observe through our ARCH outreach effort to senior centers. The senior centers that we worked with now have much better equipped and highly functional computer centers. And the staff and the seniors, both of them, feel very much motivated to learn to go online and look up reliable health information. And seniors are becoming internet savvy, at least some of them are. In the meantime, the relationship among the collaborating agencies has been strengthened. And for those seniors who do not want to touch a computer for any reason, we offer a special service, and they can call ARCH and then specify their topic of interest, and we will prepare handouts and mail it to this person's house. So from implementing ARCH, we have come to truly believe that better information can lead to better health and then happier seniors. And here are just some snapshots of seniors using their computers and search health information. And I thank you for your attention.